This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. My guest this morning is Catherine Morrison, Executive Director of City Fruit, a Seattle nonprofit that promotes the cultivation of urban fruit and coordinates the harvest of fruit in Seattle neighborhoods for distribution to organizations that serve the hungry. Catherine Morrison is here today to tell us about the work of City Fruit to nourish people, build community, and protect the climate. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
Why was City Fruit started? What is your history?
So City Fruit was started over 7 years ago by Gail Savina, who lived in South Seattle around the Beacon Hill area, Mount Baker area, and saw a lot of fruit going to waste and thought, we can do something better with this. And Solid Ground had previously operated a community fruit tree harvest volunteer effort, and she was involved in that. They decided to discontinue those efforts, and Gail wanted to pick them up and make sure that all fruit in Seattle went to good use.
How extensive are fruit trees and orchards in Seattle?
They're very extensive. In fact, Seattle is unique in the fact that as we have grown, we have really maintained this agricultural core. There are sections of the city that used to be orchards and have a long history tied to people who came to the city. There are Italian plum trees from Italian immigrants, fruit trees tied to former homesteads. We have a long history, and they're throughout public parks and public spaces and, of course, in residential properties as well.
What types of fruit trees do we have in Seattle? You mentioned plums.
Yeah, definitely. We have plums and apples and pears, a couple types of pears. We have figs, grapes, persimmons later in the season, a variety of apples that really don't exist anywhere else. They're historical varieties that are only here in Seattle.
Where are Seattle's urban orchards located?
Our urban orchards are all over the city. And in South Seattle, at Amy Yee Tennis Center, there's over 40 fruit trees surrounding the tennis courts. In North Seattle, we have Linden Orchard, Piper's Orchard, which is my personal favorite, and Carr Creek Park is probably the city's oldest orchard.
What are the goals of City Fruit?
Very simply stated, the goal of City Fruit is to make the best and fullest use of available fruit. And that means teaching people how to care for their fruit trees, maintain the trees, and make sure they are productive and producing a lot of fruit. That means harvesting the fruit and putting it to good use by donating it to food banks and meal programs across the city. And then it also means diverting fruit that can't be used for donation to rabbit rescue or chickens or even to make a cider. And just really keeping that fruit out of the compost. And the last thing is just, you know, teaching people how to use the fruit that they have. So we teach a lot of preserving classes, canning classes, other things like that.
Who is involved in the work of City Fruit?
A lot of volunteers. We really couldn't do our work without our amazing group of volunteers. So we have a core staff and some contractors, but City Fruit is made possible by our great volunteers.
Let's talk now about your urban fruit harvesting program. How does this program work? Say more.
So City Fruit harvests fruit from residential properties and public parks to donate it to the emergency food system. And if you are a tree owner, you probably inherited that tree. You probably aren't so sure about how to harvest it or don't have the ladders to climb high enough to get all the fruit. So what you can do is go to cityfruit.org and register your tree. Once you register your tree, you're in our database, and we'll contact you about the time that your tree is ripening. And then one of our harvesters, and our harvesters work in different neighborhoods, so you'll see the same person year after year if you've been with us for a while. And that person will come to harvest your fruit.
What types of fruit do you harvest? Which is at the top of the list?
Well, last year our biggest fruit were apples, and plums a close second. This year it looks like plums and European pears have been big this year.
And would you also say more about who collects the fruit? Because you have volunteers, but...
Yeah, so our harvesters are our primary collectors of the fruit. And we work a little differently than other gleaning organizations, such as the Portland Fruit Tree Project. They do all their harvesting through volunteer efforts. We find that using paid harvesters is a better model for Seattle and how the trees are dispersed here. And so for most of our harvest, that's from our harvesters. We also have residential work parties where twice a week during the harvest season where volunteers gather in someone's backyard to collect fruit. And then most of the fruit collected on public parkland is collected by volunteers as well.
Where do you harvest most of your fruit? You've got the individual homes and you've got the parklands and so forth, but if you look at where the biggest poundage comes from, which area is it?
It's definitely from private homes. Last year, we saw a huge increase in the amount of fruit harvested on public land, about 6,000 pounds last year. The year prior to that, we harvested about 500 pounds. So we're growing in what we're doing on public land as we've grown and gathered more volunteers. But really, most of the fruit comes from private property and from great tree owners willing to donate their fruit.
Which neighborhoods do you work in?
We're all over Seattle. We started in South Seattle and added Finney and Greenwood. Last year, we had Ballard and Wallingford, and we've also been in West Seattle for 3 years. And then our newest neighborhood is Northeast Seattle.
Well, you've alluded a bit to this, but how much fruit have you been able to collect with your program?
So in the history of City Fruit, we've harvested over 100,000 pounds. Just this year, we've harvested 30,000 pounds, which is our best year yet.
Would you say more about how this 2015 fruit harvest is coming along?
Yeah, you know, it's been a really interesting year for fruit trees. It was a very warm year, and fruit trees, even mature trees, require a lot of water. So we've seen the entire harvest season move up about a month, and trees have been dropping their apples and their fruits much earlier. So we started a little early, we're going to end a little early, but because our operations have really improved and we have a lot of experience behind our work now, we're getting better despite the difficult summer.
What do you do with your harvest? You've alluded this a bit already, but where does it end up? Say more.
The fruit that we harvest goes primarily to food banks and meal programs across the city in Seattle's emergency food system. So in King County, about 1 in 5 families face food insecurity and rely on the emergency food system, food banks and meal programs that provide nutritious food to communities. When a harvester collects fruit from a private tree, it typically stays within 5 miles of that home, always under 10 miles, compared to over 2,000 miles that a typical piece of fruit travels, you know, from farm to grocery store. So we're really proud of how locally it stays, and it really stays in the neighborhood. So I live in Greenwood, and fruit from my tree would go to the Greenwood Food Bank or Finney Neighborhood Association's Hot Meal Program, you know, within a couple miles of my house.
What are the details of how someone can register a fruit tree? How does that work?
So when you go to cityfruit.org and go to register your tree, we're going to ask you several questions. We're going to ask you what type of tree you have, if you know the variety, when it ripens, so we know when to come out and visit your tree, and if there are any obstructions, if your tree's on a steep slope, if there are dogs to watch out for. So we're asking all of those types of questions.
What have been the biggest challenges in your fruit harvesting program?
So some of the biggest challenges are, you know, just getting the word out so people know about us at the beginning of the season as opposed to at the end of the season or when their fruit is dropping. What's most effective is for people to register their tree before the season even begins to provide us as much information as possible as opposed to when the fruit's actually dropping. Say, oh, my fruit's dropping, you know, come get it. We want to plan better for everyone involved.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Catherine Morrison, Executive Director of City Fruit, a Seattle nonprofit that promotes the cultivation of urban fruit in order to nourish people, build community, and protect the climate. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Would you now tell us about your programs to help the community grow fruit?
Absolutely. So we provide a number of classes to help people use their fruit, but also grow healthy fruit trees. We have a partnership with City People's Garden Store in Madison. And once a month, we offer a free class on taking care of your fruit tree, on summer and winter pruning, on canning, a variety of topics. So those classes are all free. And those are really meant as beginner type classes. We also offer more intensive workshops. During the winter, we do a series of pruning classes. Pruning is probably one of the most important things you can do to help the health of your tree, and it's best done in the wintertime. So last year we offered 8 workshops, hands-on, actually surrounding trees, so you get real hands-on experience. And then we also have a ton of resources on our website.
Would you also comment on your Urban Fruit Tree Steward program?
Absolutely. So the work that we do in public parks is really made possible by our urban fruit tree stewards. These are dedicated individuals who are volunteers and have an expertise and great knowledge in fruit trees. They've taken our classes and are dedicated to one particular orchard, or maybe a couple. We've got some great volunteers who dedicate their time to more than one orchard. And they dedicate their time to the health of the orchard and taking care of trees, helping out with work parties, organizing volunteers.
What do you see as the greatest benefits of City Fruit's work?
City Fruit is really a win-win-win for the homeowner who has inherited a tree and doesn't want the fruit to go to waste. It's a win for the community in terms of caring for trees and protecting our urban canopy. And it's a win for our neighbors in need who need a healthy snack. So we're really a win-win-win for everyone involved.
How does the work of City Fruit help address climate change?
So City Fruit, in our work, we help to address climate change in a few different ways. Obviously, by limiting the distance in which food travels. It doesn't get more local than someone's backyard. And then also by eliminating food waste. Food that goes into the compost, yes, it's better than going to the trash, but it also contributes to carbon emissions. So by eliminating food waste, we're contributing to that. And by protecting the urban canopy, trees have an enormous benefit in protecting us against climate change. If it's not keeping us more cool or the noise protection, trees do a lot to protect us from climate change.
Would you expand on how the work of City Fruit helps address food insecurity?
So as I said earlier, about 1 in 5 families in Seattle face hunger, face food insecurity, which means they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And 50% of those families do not qualify for food stamp benefits. Those families rely on the emergency food system, which are food banks and meal programs, their hot lunch distribution programs to feed their families. And so City Fruit, we provide fresh produce to those food banks. We're like the farmer's market for the food bank, because a lot of times food banks, they can't handle a lot of fresh produce at one time. They're small, they don't have the cooling and storage space, so we deliver to them when they need it. If the University Food Bank is opening at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, we're delivering at 1:30 so they can get that fruit in and out in the same day. It really is about serving the food banks in the way that they are able to best serve their communities.
How is City Fruit funded?
We are funded by our generous members and donors. That is a good portion of the funding. In the last 2 years, the City of Seattle has supported our gleaning efforts and our park preservation efforts. And then finally, we have a number of amazing local foundations and funders that help pay our bills.
And you also sell some of your produce.
Yes, we sell a small portion of our produce to restaurants and bakeries around the city. We sell the produce that's a little less appropriate for donations, such as figs or grapes. Those are less shelf-stable and less familiar in terms of people are less likely to grab those off a shelf.
Would you comment on your Save Seattle Apples campaign?
Yes, I'd love to talk about our Save Seattle's Apples campaign. We're so, so proud of this effort. If anyone has an apple tree, they know that apples in Seattle are infected typically with 2 types of pests. This year, we set out to do a citywide educational campaign to let apple tree owners know that they can protect their apples. We distributed about 30,000 pest barriers, and these are wax bags that are placed individually over each apple in order to improve the health of the tree. So what happens is you place this barrier and it prevents the pest from infecting the apple. And so what we're seeing is that we have healthier apples, more productive trees, and we're putting a lot less fruit into the compost. Last year, about 68% of the fruit that we touched went either to sales or to diversion or to donation. This year, that's 93%. So only a small portion is actually not being used, and we're really proud of that effort.
What are your plans for the future? Where do you plan to focus your efforts over the next few years?
So we want to continue growing. We are in 6 neighborhoods now, but there's a lot of fruit trees in those neighborhoods that we haven't touched. We'd love to move into the Queen Anne and Magnolia neighborhood next year. In a very exciting partnership, we are working with the Seattle Cider Company to produce a cider with fruit that was not appropriate for donation, was just a little too buggy or pesty. And then we'd like to develop a training program eventually to help landscape professionals add fruit tree expertise to their resume.
Are there efforts similar to yours going on in other cities?
There's several organizations that are similar to City Fruit. In Portland, there's the Portland Fruit Tree Project. In Los Angeles, there's a project called Food Forward. Toronto has a project. Even London has one as well.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Urban fruit is a natural resource. It's a resource for our community. And if you have a fruit tree, put it to use, take care of it, get involved with City Fruit, and we'll make sure that it feeds our neighbors in need.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Catherine.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Catherine Morrison, Executive Director of City Fruit. For more information, check on the web at cityfruit.org. Again, that's cityfruit.org. The sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts, along with KEXP's music podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on demand, and then podcasting. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on listener-powered 90.3 FM and kexp.org.